Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. When you don't understand what's happening in your life, start with what you know for sure. Namely, that God is good all the time and that His love for those who respect Him continues forever. He's not a fickle. He does not bless you one day and curse you the next. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. But there are things God chooses to reveal to us, and secret things He doesn't, for our own good. Writer Beth Jones says, "If God keeps a secret from us, it's for our benefit and the benefit of others." For example, He doesn't go around blaming, tattling, or disclosing our sins, weaknesses, unbelief, carnality, selfishness, or pride to others. When these things happen, God knows why. Secret things belong to the Lord. And when He reveals something to us, it's because He wants us to walk in that truth by faith. For example, He reveals His character and His will in His word so that we can live by faith, knowing that He is good, fair, kind, generous, merciful, faithful, gracious, patient, and He's in the saving, healing, redeeming, restoring, sanctifying, and blessing business. Things revealed belong to us. When we don't know why, here's what we know for sure. God's word is truer than our circumstances or experiences. And just because He knows everything about us doesn't mean He tells us about everything. We also know that when things look bad, God is still good. He's a giver, not a taker. A blesser, not a curser. And no matter what happens or doesn't happen, at the end of the day, we still win.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.